From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. One of the biggest advertisers in the presidential campaign is a group that says it doesn't do political advertising. It's called Crossroads Grassroots Policy Strategies, or Crossroads GPS. It was co-founded by Republican strategist Karl Rove. As NPR's Peter Overby reports, groups like this one allow wealthy donors to finance attack ads and avoid public identification.
Republican campaign ads have been taking aim at Solyndra. That's a solar panel maker that got loan guarantees from the Obama administration and then went bankrupt. Here's a web video from the campaign of presumptive GOP nominee Mitt Romney.
More than $16 billion have gone to companies like Solyndra that are linked to big Obama and Democrat donors.
And this ad comes from American Crossroads, a super PAC, that is, a political committee.
Obama invested our tax dollars in Solyndra, lost half a billion, 1,100 workers laid off without fair warning.
No surprise here, Republican strategists see Solyndra as a ripe target. But here's another shot at the same target earlier this year from a group called Crossroads Grassroots Policy Strategies.
Then he gave his political backers billions, a big government fiasco infused with politics at every level. $500 million to Solyndra, now bankrupt.
This advertiser, Crossroads GPS, is a tax-exempt organization under Section 501c4 of the tax code, which makes it a social welfare organization. Other social welfare organizations include Rotary International and the Lions Clubs, the NAACP, and your local volunteer fire department. But lately, it's been political strategists, not community activists or issue advocates, who are launching 501c4s. Crossroads GPS was set up to complement the super PAC, American Crossroads. It's the same with Priorities USA, which is tied to a super PAC supporting President Obama, although they've spent just a fraction of what the Crossroads groups have spent.
There is, I would say, an escalating experiment in pushing the envelope.
Greg Colvin is a tax attorney whose specialty is tax-exempt organizations.
The problem comes when the driver behind the advertising is the election itself rather than a particular policy that is in the public interest.
501c4s like these can use money in a way that isn't available to candidates and super PACs. Under election law, campaign committees are limited in the size of the contributions they can accept. Super PACs are not limited, but either way, the money is disclosed. As for 501c4s, there are no contribution limits and no disclosure. NPR examined the finances of the super PAC, American Crossroads, and the 501c4, Crossroads GPS. When they started out 2 years ago, donors gave almost evenly to both groups. But since then, the donors have flocked to the secret side. In the first 3 months of this year, nearly 80% of the incoming cash went to Crossroads GPS. And it wasn't coming from ordinary campaign donors. In 2010 and 2011, nearly 90% of the Crossroads GPS money came in chunks of $1 million or more. Most of this money ends up on TV. Dan Backer is a campaign finance lawyer whose client base includes candidates, super PACs, and 501c4s, mostly on the right.
A lot of the communications from the super PACs and from the c4s and the campaigns are essentially interchangeable. If you didn't have outside groups, I think campaigns would be running a lot of these same ads.
One legal hurdle is that the Internal Revenue Service says 501c4s cannot intervene in political campaigns as their primary activity. Now here's the loophole. If an ad doesn't tell voters how to vote, it can count as an issue ad, not political. So 501c4 ads use taglines, like this one, which comes from Americans for Prosperity.
Tell President Obama American workers aren't pawns in your political games.
Adam Strasberg is a media consultant on the left and has produced plenty of issue ads like these.
You know, if you spend 25 seconds bashing a candidate, or bashing a position he holds, and then say, call this candidate up and tell him not to do this bad thing that they're doing. You know, it's a lawyer's line that they're setting up. So at the end of the day, there really is no difference in my book.
If this seems like a case of modern realities leaving the old rules behind, that's right. The last time the IRS issued definitive rules on 501c4 political activity was 2004, years before a series of Supreme Court rulings and the subsequent rise of the million-dollar donor. Now, neither the IRS nor Congress seems eager to tell a bunch of powerful political operatives what they can and cannot do. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.